Aftermath by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson. They locked her in the cage when she started to bleed. Tom was already there. He'd been there for 3 days and had stopped crying now. He was still shivering, though. It was February. There was no heat in the cellar, and both of them were naked. There would be no food either, she knew, not for a long time. And the smell was terrible. They didn't have a toilet, only the bucket in the corner. But worse even than the smell were the little scratching sounds, the tickle of sharp little feet across her legs. She could tell in the dark by the way they moved whether they were rats or mice. Rats were the worst. Once one had bitten her. It wasn't the first time she'd been locked in the cage, but this time was different. Before, it had been because she'd done something wrong. This time it was because of what she had become, and she was really scared. She began to shiver. She hated the cage, more than the blows, more than the humiliations. But she wouldn't cry. She never cried. She didn't know how. She held Tom and tried to comfort him, making them both a little warmer. She could hear music from upstairs, loud, with the bass making the bars of the cage rattle. Then she thought she heard a car pull up outside. Voices. Another car. And suddenly, all hell broke loose. Someone was battering at the door. Then came a crunching sound. She heard shouting and feet running around upstairs.